Pennsylvania's Medicaid program, which offers health care to more than 1 million disabled or low-income adults, is going through a major overhaul. Some Democratic lawmakers, consumer advocates, and providers are reporting problems with the transition and the new changes. As WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, they're calling on incoming Governor Tom Wolf to reverse the changes.
Governor Tom Corbett's Medicaid overhaul, known as Healthy Pennsylvania, has a lot of moving parts. It's been controversial. But two big changes took effect this month. Number one, starting January 1st, Pennsylvania began tapping into federal funding to expand the number of people who are eligible. Kate Gillis is a spokesperson with the state.
Healthy PA is going really well. We have about 151,000 households that have applied for health care coverage in the first 5 weeks, which is really exciting.
Under Healthy Pennsylvania, the state has also changed Medicaid benefits for current enrollees. It basically set up two categories of coverage, one for people who are healthy, so it covers fewer services, and another category for people who have a lot of health needs, so Gillis says it covers more.
The system changes seem to be working really well, and people are getting access to health care coverage.
Michael Harl is head of the behavioral health agency Gaudenzia in Philadelphia. He and other local health providers say the state is in denial about how badly this transition is going and that it is rife with problems and application backlogs. Harl says tens of thousands of beneficiaries who need health services are facing harmful benefit cuts. He points to one woman in his residential treatment program who ran out of coverage.
What am I going to do, put her on the street? I mean, I can tell her you can leave. Where is she going to go? There's no logic to this whatsoever.
But a big question is what will happen when Governor Corbett leaves office and Tom Wolf takes over on Tuesday? Estelle Richmond is a former State Department of Welfare director and is part of Wolf's transition team. Step one, she says, they'll simplify the program. As early as February 1st, she says Wolf plans to get rid of that lower benefits category of coverage.
I've met both with the lawyers within DHS and with the leadership, and I think everybody's pretty much in accord that this one can happen pretty quickly.
Regardless, both Richmond and Gillis with the state say the goal is that everyone who needs coverage right now is able to get it. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.